to kuya tin nyok pak tu tin pi chu uya di ospa su tin pi. Nyoka humilde makan kunyuki, kai wan mi di oskunata rakinki. Nyoka humilde makan kunyuki, kai wan mi di oskunata rakini. Ayar bahka hatun di os ninuka, nyoka mana chanini nyoka. Kunan kampas manya kunirak mi jus gaska kanaipak. Kuya payai vale kyuki. Kuya payai. Loximus ba jus kavai.
You're the persistent one, Mr. Quill.
Lord, I beg admittance.
So you say. But why? Why are you so desperate to reach your final resting place?
What else is there left for me?
You could go back to your life.
My life is gone. What's left is someone else's life.
You can make a new one.
How?
Faith.
Faith? In what? Everything I've ever believed in has been wrong. What's left for me to have faith in?
Have faith in the people you've gone through this with. Now go. Petition rejected. Leave me alone.
Another waking chamber. Where did you come from? Do you want me to follow you?
Misty, you're alive!
I'm happy to see you, sir.
Do you know where we are? What's going on?
Sorry, sir. No idea. But this dog seems certain he knows.
Dog? Looks like a bird to me.
If only we could fly away with him.
Wake up, Misty. You've got a big day ahead of you. You'll be joining our CEO at a press conference.
What's a press conference?
We're giving you all a crash course on them in about an hour. Don't worry, you won't be saying much. Just stick to the talking points we provide and refuse any other questions and it'll be fine.
Doctor?
Yes, Misty?
Doctor, do you have faith? I mean, religious faith.
I do.
It's important to you?
I don't know how I'd have coped with losing my father last year without it.
You believe there's a God?
Yes.
One? Or many?
Both.
I don't understand.
I believe in Brahman as the one underlying substrate of the universe. The foundation of everything in our experience in ourselves. And I believe Brahman takes form in many different ways as Vishnu, Brahma, and Shiva, and the many avatars.
Is that what most people here believe?
No.
What do most people believe?
There are so many religions on Earth. None has a majority.
So, how do you know what to believe?
Well, I suppose most of us believe what we were raised with.
Is my C'Thunian religion based on one of Earth's religions?
No, it was synthesized from training data from a variety of religions.
So nobody here believes in it?
But maybe there's a little bit of what everybody believes in your beliefs. Every religion helps people understand the divine and our place in the universe according to the different needs of each culture. And your religion is designed just for you.
I'd be a fool to keep my faith in a religion I know was invented by a computer.
Hold on to the things that have meaning for you. The things that help you, no matter their source.
QuietPlease.org presents Beyond Awakening. Starring John Gauntz as Mac Hardcase, Gwyneth Knight as Trisha Blackburn, Steph Canapa as Misty the Quill, and David Loftus as Clay Earhart. Episode 9, Faith.
I couldn't be any prouder of my team than I am for what we've accomplished. These four special people are nothing short of a miracle. They're life from death. They're the opening salvo of a new era in human history.
Opening salvo, yeah. But they're not human. And the era they're ushering in is the era of replacing human beings. It wasn't enough for AI to replace us in our jobs. Now it's taking over our brains and literally rewriting and replacing our very identities.
Senator, that's not fair at all. And this is meant to be a press event.
If you don't want to answer me here, we can resume this in front of my Senate committee.
I didn't say that. I'm just a bit confused about what you're doing in Sacramento when you represent Nevada.
I represent the American people. I go where they need me most.
Did anyone have any more questions?
I have a question for Captain Hardcase.
Yes?
Captain, why do you think you were created?
Ma'am, I don't really know. They say we're supposed to bring a utopian futures perspective to your Earth.
And pray tell, how do you feel your silly, badly written bucket of schlock AI-generated backstory allows you to sit in judgment of us here in the real world?
It doesn't, ma'am.
Has it helped you understand us at all? Given you any insights you can relay to us?
No, ma'am. Frankly, it just confused the hell out of us, and our heads are still spinning.
Do any of you actually believe you're here to save us, and not just to be cogs in Monolith Eigen's plan to profit from replacing the human race? Thought not.
They haven't been informed of all of the different...
Hardcase, in the false life you remember living, did you ever kill anyone?
That's part of the duties of a Galactic Confederation officer in extreme situations.
Answer the question.
Yes.
How many people have you killed?
Well, if you mean face to face, I suppose dozens. But they were all dangerous enemies, and we had no choice.
And who are your enemies here on Earth?
I don't know.
Perhaps those of us who oppose killing machines running around free. Are we fair game to murder?
No, Senator.
That's all the time we have today. We'll let you know when we have our next media availability.
I'll be there.
Guys, are you trying to get yourselves confiscated by the government? That was pathetic.
They're not trained for this.
We really should have put some media studies in their backstories.
Well, do it now. Edit it in.
If there's one thing that press conference proved, it's that we don't understand 21st century Earth well enough to navigate it.
We can change that.
You can know everything there is to know before you go to bed tonight.
Is that what the CEO was talking about?
We can implant new memories that will give you encyclopedic knowledge.
Implant?
Same as we implanted your current knowledge.
I, for one, have had more than enough of that already.
You'd rather muddle along making mistakes because you don't understand our society when you could become an expert?
For it to mean anything, my knowledge has to be mine. I have to earn it the hard way.
I reluctantly have to agree with Dr. Earhart. I'm not sure how many times you've edited my memories already, but it has to stop. I need to know my memories won't change.
Memories always change. Doing it in a directed way just improves the result.
We can let you choose exactly what you want to remember. Get rid of anything traumatic while filling in whatever you want to be an expert on. Or we can do a pure knowledge implant without associating the knowledge with any events or changing your narrative at all.
The captain and I would like to invite you to fuck off, dear.
What about you, Trisha?
I've been messed with too many times. I'm not even sure if this is real yet.
Misty?
I'll have to think about it for a while.
You should all think about it.
You're all free to change your minds later.
Let's just hope you're not free to change our minds later.
We just want to protect you.
And it will let you move out of Monolith Eigen and into the city a lot sooner.
As if you'd just let us go.
We will. just not until you have a better idea of how to operate out there.
Don't you want us to stay for months of physical therapy?
That can be done outpatient. We could release you in your wheelchairs if you were socially competent.
Don't listen to them. They're just dangling a treat to make us agree to be reprogrammed again.
You're being paranoid, Clay.
You can't tell me I'm crazy when you admit you actually have been manipulating my mind my whole life.
I don't want any of you to think you're crazy.
Right, because sane people get dragged in to see the psychiatrist all the time.
I'm a psychologist, not a psychiatrist. And most of my clients just have issues they're willing to work on. They're as sane as the average person.
The average person isn't a high standard on this planet.
True enough, but that's why I'm here. To help people deal with the crazy stuff life throws at them. You four have been through a severe trauma. I can help you process it and understand it.
Whether we like it or not.
Only this group session is mandatory, but I hope I'll be able to convince you all to come back for individual sessions. You may only have been alive for a couple of weeks, but what you've been through in that time is going to take months, or even years, to unpack.
It's nice to meet someone who can recognize that instead of pretending everything's okay.
It's okay to not be okay.
How trite.
How are you all feeling about the idea that somebody else lived in your body before you? Give me one word to describe the feeling.
Empty.
Terrified.
Misplaced.
Intrigued.
Intrigued?
It's something meaty to think about. More interesting than the rest of these days, cooped up inside doing physical therapy and killing time with no mission.
You feel you need a mission, don't you?
Missions are all we've ever known.
We've had such well-defined roles where we always knew what was expected of us, but now that the roles are gone...
Has your dynamic changed now that there's no command structure?
Do we even have a dynamic anymore? With no missions, do we have a reason to associate with each other?
Perhaps your mission is your common struggle to regain your strength and independence.
Physical therapy is individualized. We each have separate tasks and goals. We can't really help each other.
You can support each other, cheer each other on.
Hell of a mission that makes. And I don't feel like I'm making any progress worth cheering for.
How have you been sleeping?
We have your commander, Laquil. So when the now horseshit dies...
I'll make you a counter-proposal. My life for hers.
Very well, Captain. If you give yourself to us, we will let her go free.
Send her across. You know I always act honorably. I give you my word, I'll cross over to you once she reaches me.
She will be with you momentarily.
I'm here, sir.
Thank God you're okay.
Sir, why are you doing this? You're a more valuable hostage than me.
I love you, Misty. Always remember that. I know you're Cthunian and you can't return my feelings, but I'll gladly die for you.
What is that alive?
I have to go. Live well.
Wait, sir! I love you too.
Hardcase here.
Mac, it's me! It's Jim!
Who are you, and how did you get this number?
You know who I am, Mac. I'm your brother.
You can't be. This is a joke, a trick. Because I know I'm awake now.
Captain Hardcase, this is Admiral Graveman speaking on the same channel. I can confirm that's your brother. He's found a way to piggyback us on a Klerg transmission to reach you.
So you're saying...
Yes. You're in a Klerg interrogation center,
I've suspected as much at times. But can you prove it?
Mac, if you want to survive, you'll have to show a little bit of faith in me.
Okay, Jim. Let's say I believe you. What do you need from me? How can I help you break me out of here?
First, I need you to promise you won't share our existence or anything about our plan with anyone.
Of course. Only my crew.
Not even your crew.
Especially not your crew.
But they're my crew.
We don't know if their capacity to resist Clark influence is as strong as yours, Mac.
I understand. Okay. I promise.
The facility you're in that looks to you like Monolith Eigen Laboratories, that's the interrogation center.
Explains why I feel like a prisoner here. It's gonna be hard to break out when I can't even walk, though.
Stay put for now. We just need you to help us get Jim inside.
An infiltration op?
That's right. I'm coming to your rescue, just like you do for me. I just need you to get something for me first.
What's that?
A security badge from one of the staff.
Shouldn't be hard. I've noticed Minnie often takes hers off and leaves it lying around. But how will I get that to you?
Your room is on the second floor. There's a balcony near you, and just below that balcony is a dumpster. The lid is open. I want you to toss that security badge down into the dumpster. Tomorrow's trash day, and we have a plan in place to retrieve it.
Okay, though I'm a little confused about whether the alley and the dumpster are real, or...
Everything you see is a stand-in for something real, but modified through the perceptual filter the clerk are using to make you think you're on Earth.
I guess that makes sense.
Do you understand your instructions? Can you do this, Captain?
This is the sort of thing I was made for. It would be a piece of cake.
Thank you, Captain Hardcase.
See you soon, Mac. Bye.
Goodbye, Jim.
I heard you talking.
A guy!
What? Oh, yeah, the character they used my voice for was named McGuy.
You're not Engineer McGuy?
I'm Nurse Felix. Are you okay?
Fine. Do you know how the others are doing?
Blackburn is making herself some food since she can't seem to sleep at night. LaQuill and Earhart were asleep last I checked, but they'll be up shortly.
Senator Ives, what do you say to critics who accuse you of exploiting these poor patients for political gain?
I make no apologies for focusing the attention of the American people on this existential crisis, or for being the people's champion. President Kruk has abdicated his responsibility, so somebody's got to do it.
Specifically, what do you propose doing?
I propose we shut down Monolith Eigen, arrest those responsible for the atrocity, and deactivate the abominations.
To be clear, you propose killing Hardcase, LaQuill, Blackburn, and Earhart. Isn't that a violation of their human rights?
They're not human, and they're the ones violating the rights of humans.
President Kruk disagrees.
More proof of what a dangerous fool he is. I just hope we can survive until voters have their chance to give him what he's got coming to him.
We've seen the press conference, and they look like confused, disoriented people. Can you tell our viewers why you're convinced they're so dangerous they have to be killed?
Deactivated. And yes, they can appear innocuous. But this is way bigger than them. It's about the coming wave they represent.
Our country is struggling with the ravages of climate change and the social unrest of an ever-shrinking job market being taken over by robots. And you really think these people are more dangerous?
It's about who controls them and their kind. That's what's so dangerous.
Controls them?
These cyborgs can be made to believe anything with memory edits. So even if they're conscious, they clearly don't have free will. Who knows what their backstories have already predisposed them to? Could be the perfect assassins. They, or their successors, could easily be given false memories to make them assassinate the president.
I thought you'd welcome that.
That's a horrific remark. Exactly the sort of overt left-wing bias that's rendered your network irrelevant to the American people.
I was watching that.
Tell me, Minnie, how do you justify us? Ethically, I mean.
We're creating life where there was no hope before. What is there to justify?
You've replaced people's minds.
Nothing you wouldn't have done.
Nothing my character wouldn't have done, but I'm not him. I'm not the mad doctor. I'm not sure experimenting on people's brains without their permission like this is justified, even if they're dead.
You don't understand how many lives this technology will save.
How is replacing dead people saving lives?
Now that we know it works, we don't have to restrict ourselves to brain-dead patients. We can take a stroke victim and replace just the part of their brain that no longer works. Or give an Alzheimer's patient their memory back, or at least a good approximation of it from source materials.
You really believe that's what this technology is for?
Among other things.
You don't think you've bitten off way more than you can chew, just so your company can cash in with a big payday and then leave the world to sort out the mess?
You can't stop progress. The USA is a third-rate country now. We squandered our lead just about every field, but here's something we can do first that China hasn't. This is practically a national security necessity.
You're almost as crazy as Senator Ives.
Maya, I seem to have lost my security badge somewhere.
You'd lose your head if you could remove it. Check the break room?
I'll look there now.
Dr. Vatika.
Yes, Mr. Hardcase?
Can you help me out to the balcony over the alley?
Sure, I can take you out there for a few minutes. Exhilarating, isn't it?
What?
To be alive. To feel the wind in your hair.
Feels like an awfully poor substitute for what I was doing before.
Doesn't it feel deeper? More real?
No. I'd have to say that this feels the least real of anything.
Huh. Well, I guess a lot of people get more invested in fantasy than in reality.
Doctor, who's that back there in the hall?
I don't see anyone. What was that noise? Did something fall?
Just an animal in the alleyway. Don't worry about it.
What kind of animal?
I'm still learning Earth life forms. Does it matter?
If it's a cat or raccoon, I want to look. If it's a rat or a possum, I don't care.
Senator Ives, welcome to Monolith Igen.
Cut the crap. We both know I'm not welcome, but you're legally obligated to submit to my oversight visit.
I thought we could start by showing you the server room where
we... You can start by taking me to your cyborgs.
As you wish.
Senator?
You're the one with the silly accent. Where's it from?
C'thunia, ma'am.
That's right. You think you're an alien.
I did think that.
What are your intentions toward the human race? Will you serve us, or will we serve you?
Neither, I hope.
I'm told your people don't have the same emotions as us.
C'thunians don't feel love or fear.
The two most important emotions. Love, to motivate us, and fear, to keep us from going too far.
Misty is my most trusted confidant, most loyal officer, most noble...
Your pet dog, who you can sic on your enemies.
Senator, you seem determined to hate us.
I don't hate you, child. I'm just doing my duty, protecting the people who voted for me.
This whole democratic process thing is confusing for us.
Your simulation raised you in a non-democratic political system?
Well, it's complicated, but it's not like your system at all.
Your Galactic Confederation's president isn't chosen by a vote of the people?
The Council of Worlds vets and nominates qualified candidates for the Galactic Senate to pick from.
I wonder if you're part of a plot to subvert American democracy.
Aren't we here to show you different possible ways of doing things? Possibilities for a better future?
You certainly sound like subversives to me, but you're going to find the American people won't listen to you.
I'm getting that impression already, yes.
Are you sure it's okay for us to go in?
Minnie said we could check it out without her, as long as we don't touch anything.
Not sure a servo room is my idea of a good time, but I'll take my independence where I can get it.
So this is where we were born, sort of, if we can believe what they've told us.
It's hard to imagine myself as electrons on these servers.
Maybe it'd be more accurate to say this is where our pasts were manufactured.
Which is sort of the same thing, depending on how much our pasts define us.
How are we ever going to get over being faked?
Faith.
Faith?
It's the only way to deal with a life that doesn't make any sense.
But what can you have faith in after all we've been through?
The people I've been through it with. Who are you?
Name's Mick. Don't mind me, I'm just here to install a little server upgrade. It'll only take a minute.
That thing you're holding is for a server?
A new type of heat sink.
That seems awfully big.
And what would you know about heat sinks?
A lot about fictional ones. Not much about real ones.
Let's just say this will have an explosive impact on the performance of the AI systems running here.
Explosive?
Earth-shaking. Okay, all done. Farewell, ladies.
That was odd.
I'm gonna take a closer look at that thing he called a heat sink. It's beeping. Jaisha! Jaisha! Can you hear me?
Beyond Awakening, Episode 9, Faith, was written and produced by Paul Narum. It starred Audrey J. Williams as Senator Barry Ives, John Gauntz as Mac Hardcase, Suena Mangal as Dr. Maya Vatika, Steph Canapa as Misty LaQuill, David Loftus as Clay Earhart, Mel Crushmore as Dr. Minnie Moreau, Gwyneth Knight as Trisha Blackburn, Alex Foote as Dr. Peterson, Sean Curran as Jim Hardcase, Roger Arnold as Admiral Graveman, Kate J. White as CEO Martha Vang, Faye the VA as the TV news host, Adam Wade as Mick, Kirk Castor as Nurse Felix, and Nick Ben Wong as the clerk. This is Paul Narum. Music licensed from Joel Studler and Creative Commons Zero on public domain sources. Special thanks to our backers who made this season possible. Dave, Capable T001, Jamie Henderson, Sydney Umanya, Joanne Phillips, George Williams, Steph, Kyle Walkinghat, Gladi Mangente, and EVD. If you missed our Season 2 Kickstarter, there's still a chance to make a late pledge for some of the rewards. For just a couple dollars, you can hear the next episode right now and get 7 exclusive bonus miniature episodes. To join, go to quietplease.org/Kickstarter. To learn more about Beyond Awakening or support the show, go to quietplease.org/awakening. Thanks for listening.